open as I can. I took a 7-minute siesta after lunch before the 1:30 conference and watched myself, because God wanted me at 1:30 to show up for the next conference. The long, early hours of the morning, writing manuscripts. The mind only God knows, but I'm sure thousands of hours on the telephone. How we need to control, but remember, this control of what we like to do must be a control according to the will of God. In other words, it is not only that we need to know what does God want me to do, I must know how He wants me to do it. I go on. I must know how much time God wants me to give in doing it. Oh, how many people's lives, what word shall I use, are not organized. Now, the trouble with this English language of ours, the moment you hear the word temperance, or the first thought that comes to your mind, what else? Except another liquid than water, you know. It just goes to show how, I don't say non-Catholic, how de-Christianized our society has become. Many don't even know the meaning of the basic words of the Catholic vocabulary. Temperance is a virtue, and not only the natural virtue that God gave us, but the supernatural power we receive from the Holy Spirit at baptism to master our desires. And that means our desires for everything which is pleasant. Having lectured over the years for weeks on this single virtue of temperance, so I don't spend more time than I should, we ought to temper our speech. As I've told some of you more than once on the telephone, after, depending on what the person is talking about, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I tell the person, pardon me, especially women, may I give you my blessing? Please, Father, 1 more minute. Conversation goes on. The minute is up. Father, just 1 more minute. And sometimes I say, sorry. And then I give the blessing. temperance controls all the natural, all the bodily, all the emotional, all the mental, all the spiritual desires of our body and soul. But he will say, Father, enough is enough. Once more, that daily examination of conscience. Oh, not again. Yes, again. If you want to grow in the virtue of temperance, you must daily examine your conscience. How much time, how much effort have I given to whatever I've done during the day? And just assume, what a statement, just assume that we are all intemperate. Father, watch your language. You're all intemperate. Be what? We all need daily. I don't mean just once a day, but all day. God's help in controlling our desires. Among the rules that St. Ignatius gave us, the bell rings, obedience calls you to some duty. You're told by Ignatius, if when the bell rings, you are writing, leave the letter you are writing unfinished. Don't dot the I. Don't cross the T. Don't finish the word you are writing. Immediately stop. I'm talking from experience. My own personal experience. You all have our drives, inclinations, and urges. I beg you, in the presence of our Eucharistic Lord, to daily examine your conscience on how well you have mastered, otherwise known as controlled, your desires. And as we know, those who practice temperance in controlling their desires here on earth are the only ones who will satisfy the deepest desire that we have. The deepest desire of the human heart is for God. In the words of Augustine, our hearts are hungry for you, our God. They will not be satisfied until they possess you. The price of heaven is high. And I know of no more costly price we have to pay than to master our desires, all of them, bodily, mental, volitional, and even spiritual, according to God's will here on earth. In order to reach that heaven, there all our desires will be fulfilled. Mary, Mother of Jesus, how well you know the importance of mastering the desires that we have. I pray from your divine Son the power, otherwise known as temperance, to master these desires you honor, so that they live a temperate life here in this valley of tears. We may live an eternally happy life in your company with Jesus for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and
at the hour of our death. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us, every
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.